Welcome to Montgomery County Today. I'm Jen Harris with the Public Information Office, and joining me is County Administrator Craig Meadows.
Good morning.
We're here to talk about a recent Board of Supervisors meeting, so I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
Absolutely. Well, the meeting was on Tuesday night as opposed to Monday night because of the Memorial Day holiday, and we're actually doing this podcast on Thursday morning because when you have a four-day week, they get really crazy. So yesterday was tied up, so I appreciate folks tuning in even though we're a day later than we usually are. We did have a meeting on Tuesday night, the 28th. It's a fairly short agenda, covered a couple of items. First item was public address, and we had no one speak to the board. So I always want to encourage folks, if you have an issue or concern that you want to share with the board, you have an opportunity at every board meeting under public address. You have 5 minutes and can speak to the board on any topic that relates to county business. I do need to qualify that sometimes. You know, we need to make sure it's about things that the board can help guide and direct. Under consent agenda, we had several sets of minutes. Our extended work session we had back on February 22nd and 23rd, those minutes were approved along with the regular board meeting on February 25th. The board agreed to extend the personal property tax exemptions for two pieces of equipment, one for the Blacksburg High School band boosters and one for the New Hope Services group. These are equipment items that they asked to be exempt from taxation. The board appointed Tessa Wright to the Economic Development Authority for a term that expires in May 2023. The board also reappointed the Montgomery County Planning Director position, or her designee, to the New River Valley Home Consortium Board, and also reappointed the Deputy County Administrator, or her designee, as the alternate for a term ending in June 30th, 2022. Also, we reappointed Supervisor Steve Fijalkowski to the New River Valley Regional Commission, also for a 3-year term that ends in 2022. Under work session, we had two topics for discussion. The first topic was a discussion of a request to consider authorizing the use of a private street to access 8 proposed lots for property owned by Magnolia Farms, LLC. The staff presented the report on that with some thoughts and concerns. The applicant also, their engineering firm was there to present information as well. The board took no action on that item. I believe it will come up for discussion at a future meeting. The second item was the board discussed compensation for the Board of Supervisors. This has been an issue that they've talked about in recent weeks. The last increase in compensation for the board was 14 years ago, so it's been a long, long time. Certainly believe that for the amount of work and effort and time that it takes an elected official on our board for the various committees and commissions and various things, they certainly earn every penny of their pay and certainly would be supportive of increasing that. The board, after some discussion, agreed on an increase of $3,000 for the board members, and I believe they agreed for a $3,200 increase for the chair. That's exactly what I was going to say. On their June 10th meeting, there will be a resolution where they will officially vote on those increases. I certainly think that's, again, something that's very deserving, and that will be on the agenda for June the 10th. Under new business, we had 5 items for consideration. We had an amendment to the county's procurement policies and procedures related to the sale of vehicles and vehicle replacement. We also had a resolution approving the 6-year road improvement plan for secondary roads in Montgomery County. We had we scheduled 3 public hearings. All 3 public hearings related to boundary line adjustments between the county and the town of Christiansburg. One public hearing is for property at the Cross Point Four Square Conference Center. One public hearing is a boundary adjustment for some property adjacent to Falling Branch Road and I-81. And the third public hearing that was scheduled was for a parcel of property owned by Golden Triangle LLC. So those public hearings will be coming up at an upcoming meeting as well. Did want to mention for future meetings, you know, we had a stretch pretty much from February to April where we had a meeting on every Monday night. We're slowing that down a little bit, finally. We do have our two regular meetings for the month of June, and that is on Monday, June 10th, and also Monday, June 24th. Those will be the two June regular meetings. We also have a work session with the board scheduled on Monday, June 17th, and that will be to discuss the status of a couple of capital projects that are currently underway in the county, and also to discuss future capital projects that the county may be involved in the next 3 to 5 years as we work to determine financing and potential debt issues related to the schools. We also need to make sure we're addressing any needs that the county has. So that will be on Monday, June 17th. And the board did elect to cancel the first regular meeting in July, which I believe is July the 8th. So the board will not meet for that first regular meeting in July. Generally, that agenda is very light anyway. We don't have any public hearings scheduled. I know that's a time of year that a lot of folks start to schedule vacations, so felt that would be an opportunity for everybody to have a little break from meeting. So we'll meet June 10th, June 24th to conduct business, and then the July 8th meeting will be canceled.
Great.
And I believe that pretty well covers Tuesday night's meeting.
Yes, and if you'd like to go and view that meeting online, you can do so at montva.com. Or if you have any other questions or want to tool around and learn more about the Board of Supervisors in Montgomery County, you can always visit that website, www.montva.com. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.